This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush and other officials have made it clear they intend to target Osama bin Laden as part of the war on terrorism. U.S. intelligence and law enforcement agencies have pursued bin Laden for years. He remains a mysterious figure. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports on what is known about bin Laden and his organization.
Osama bin Laden is surrounded by legends. He's the son of a Saudi Arabian millionaire. In the 1980s, he volunteered to fight the Soviet Union when it invaded Afghanistan, and a story spread about him. Peter Bergen is one of the few Westerners to interview bin Laden, and he's writing a book about him.
Bin Laden was under a hail of Russian missiles during the Afghan war in the 1980s. And in this story, he falls asleep as the missiles are dropping about 30 meters from his position because he is so at peace with the thought of death.
That's the story, anyway. Others remember differently. The Central Intelligence Agency sponsored the Afghan war. A former CIA official who coordinated U.S. efforts insists that bin Laden inflated his war record. Still, bin Laden did travel to the region. He set up nonprofit groups to support the resistance. He raised money from other wealthy Muslims, and he threw himself into at least a few battles. In the early 1990s, bin Laden turned against the United States. He opposed the stationing of U.S. troops in Saudi Arabia, the site of Islam's holiest shrines. He turned against the Saudi government as well and was stripped of his citizenship. He moved to Sudan, then Afghanistan, where Peter Bergen met him in 1997.
His whole demeanor was mild-mannered and serious, but, you know, the words on the page are filled with rage.
Using his own money, or money from supporters, bin Laden founded a group called Al-Qaeda. U.S. officials now describe it as a holding company for a variety of terrorist groups. Since the mid-90s, prosecutors and intelligence agencies have sought to link bin Laden to almost every major terrorist attack. He was indicted for the 1998 African embassy bombings. He was suspected, but not yet indicted, in the bombing of the USS Cole in Yemen. Some of the suspects in those attacks sharpened their skills in training camps that bin Laden financed in Afghanistan. Muslims came from all over the world to learn to fight a jihad, a struggle, or holy war. One of the recruits was an Algerian named Ahmed Rassam. In sworn testimony earlier this year, Rassam described what he learned in the camps. Bruce Hoffman is an analyst of the RAND Corporation who followed the case.
No matter how many of them came, they were broken down into groups or cells of five or six men each. They were instructed in the tradecraft of terrorism, assaults with light weapons, machine guns, AK-47s, bomb-making and ordnance practices, counterintelligence, ways to avoid being compromised. And then they were told to go back to various Western countries. In Rassam's case, it was Canada. They were given some seed money. They were told to recruit locals and then to carry out attacks to further the jihadist cause.
In 1999, Rassam attempted to slip into the United States to bomb Los Angeles International Airport, a target he says he chose himself. A border guard caught him before he could act, but other bin Laden trainees succeeded. An Al-Qaeda recruit named Khalfan Khamis Mohammed went to Afghanistan in the mid-90s. But at the end of his training, Al-Qaeda had no mission for him. He returned to his home in Tanzania and waited. After his capture, he told his story to Gerald Post, a psychiatrist. Post says the young man waited for a year and a half.
Then was approached by one of the Al-Qaeda members and asked, would you like to do a jihad job? Kind of like, would you like to do lunch? He had no more information than that.
In 1998, Khalfan Mohammed took part in the bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Tanzania. He's now serving a life sentence in the United States. U.S. officials say there's no way to know how many other Al-Qaeda recruits are waiting for assignments. In the past, U.S. intelligence officials have suggested that bin Laden's followers and associated groups are active in as many as 20 countries. Yesterday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld suggested that Al-Qaeda is active in 60 countries, including the United States. Most of bin Laden's alleged attacks follow a similar pattern. The people who carry out the attacks have several degrees of separation from Osama bin Laden. If bin Laden was involved in Tuesday's attack, author Peter Bergen says it would be a testament to the loose organization he's built.
There's no amount of money in the world that will persuade 19 people to fly commercial jets into very large buildings. You know? I mean, that is essentially priceless, that ability.
And it is that ability, that the United States has pledged itself to defeat. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.